So prison school is a very fun show. Prison school is an extraordinarily fun show. Now, what prison school is it's kind of an ecchi anime. By kind of, I mean it very much is one of them. But it is by far one of the funniest shows you'll ever watch. That Grand Blue, I feel like, and Saito Kaya Akwendomo are the three funniest shows you could ever watch. Prison school is definitely one of the most unique concepts I've ever seen. And it's just such an outrageously silly show that you can't help but smile while you watch it. Now, what it's about is it's about a group of guys who transfer to an all-girl school, well, a previously all-girl school, because they want to get girlfriends, yada, yada, yada. Pretty basic stuff. Now, what sets us apart, well, it doesn't really set it apart, but they decide that night they want to go peeping. And so they get caught peeping. And I guess the student council was constructing some sort of prison for ill-behaved students to go to. And so they all have to go to this prison inside of the school for peeping. And you're introduced to pretty much all of the characters in the first episode. Those characters being MC, pretty bland MC. He can be extremely funny at times, but run-of-the-mill ace MC. I think I said AC. Jesus. All right. Nerd guy. I forget his name, but he is probably the funniest character in the entire show, as he literally shits his pants. Just an extraordinarily funny character with a ton of moments that will literally make you laugh out loud. Pedophile dude who gets off to being tortured. Dude who's obsessed with ants. I think his name was Joe. He's pretty cool. And then the little weasel, that is that blonde-haired little prick, he exists later on in the show. He's just the worst. And then you have the student council, which is the weird karate girl who try you gotta watch it if you know what I'm talking about. She's kind of just exists, very out of proportion. Student council vice president. I mean, not out of proportion. I mean, oddly proportioned, if you know what I mean. If you Google a picture of her, you'd know what I mean. And then you have the very creepy, kind of has a fetish for crows, student council president, who is extraordinarily unlikable. So this isn't really like a full depth. We're not looking at the story or anything. It's just really my opinion. And my opinion is it's a very good show. Now, is it lacking in some departments? Yeah, it's not really the best written show, and it is a bit predictable at times, but sometimes you're just like, I really was not expecting that. Like, MC's best friend literally shitting himself. That wasn't expected. No, but I think it's a fun show. It's not a great show, but it's a good show. It's a very good and fun show. It's just a great comedy show. I don't really know how much more I can say about this. It's not like it has the world's strongest story. It basically revolves around the student council president wanting to get rid of the boys because she hates them, and them coming up with ridiculous plans to do so. And the boys trying to escape so MC can go on a date with the principal's daughter. Also, I forgot to mention the principal, another very fun show character of the show. He's another ginormous pervert, but he's a welcome addition to the show. He just adds a lot of humor that you wouldn't normally get with a principal like that. He kind of reminds me to a lesser extent of the principal from To Love Ru. Just a fantastic, not a fantastic character, but a funny character. So yeah, now usually on this show I like to talk about the endings, and one of my least favorite things is for like seasonal animes like this to just kind of leave off on a cliffhanger like it does. What's it's resolved. Okay, let me just say this. The ending is resolved. It's resolved, but they do set it up for season two, which I'm not a big fan of, but I know they kind of have to do because anime is a business. It's not just like, it's not made for free. It costs, I think, on average, $2.5 million to make a series, which isn't a small investment, but it's kind of there. Now, I really can't think of that many negatives. I'm trying to find negatives about the show. It's a hilarious show. MC gets a stick shoved up his ass by Joe, because Joe thought President Girl's crows were attacking his ants. I thought that was pretty funny. You might not find that funny. The one thing I'd say about Prison School is it is a bit of an acquired taste show, because there is a lot of gratuity to it. There are some extended scenes of, you know, it's basic fan service is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of fan service. It's a very fan service-y show. But it's also a very hilarious show. If you're not into that, you probably wouldn't be into Prison School, but I'd say bear with it through the fan service to get to the really good comedy spots, because, like I said, it's a very funny show. It is worth your time. Now, do you feel like you wasted your time by watching this? No, it's a great show. Not a great show, but it's a good show. And it's definitely worth it for some of the funnier moments of the show. That's pretty much all I have to say about it. I mean, it's usually I'd have more to say if it was a longer show, but it's just a 12-episode kind of deal. I'd give it a 7. No, I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's good, but it's not, like, great. But it is one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. It is in my top 3 funniest shows. And that's no small accomplishment. So, if you're looking for a comedy animated pastime, there's not really a show I could recommend more than Prison School. It's just hilarious. And also sometimes extraordinarily stupid, but hilarious. Sorry if the episode was a little bit shorter this week. Like I said, shorter show, shorter episode. Plus, I'm going away for a bit, so I'm probably going to record another one and just post it on next Thursday. Next episode will be Redo of Healer. Yeah, if you're into that. I'm not. Russell, talk about it. All right, well, sorry for the shorter episode, but I kind of got to run. Thank you for watching, and bye.